The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We're back, second hour of the National Intel Report today on this 29th of December, 2011, talking about the Oath Keepers and their oath of what, and they make a list of 10 things that they will not do. And as I was saying, folks, the MIAC report out of Missouri a couple of years ago, just trying to help law enforcement figure out who potential terrorists running around this country are. People that believed in the Constitution, Second Amendment supporters, the right to keep and bear arms, the people that like to worship. They might be cult people, you know, and oh goodness, when you mix religion with the Constitution, look what you get. They even, then this is what really got people's attention. They were actually pulling people over in Missouri back in 07 and 08 that had Ron Paul bumper stickers on because they may be terrorists. Here's the only guy running on the Republican ticket, as he did last cycle, as he is this presidential cycle, that has adhered to the Constitution and has not wavered. Yeah, this guy may be a terrorist. Oh, my God. So, number three on the Oath Keepers list, we will not obey any order to detain American citizens as unlawful enemy combatants or to subject them to trial by military tribunal. According to the organization's website, the Oath Keepers hold that military tribunals are not to be used in the trial of citizens, not in the military. And furthermore, the only constitutionally endorsed means of trying a citizen accused of treason is Article 3, wherein the requirements for the trial and punishment of one accused of treason is set forth. Well, the way it sets right now, folks, you can be declared an enemy combatant and/or terrorist. You don't need a trial. They can pick you up without warrant, without process, no judges. No, you, not even one phone call to a lawyer or not even a family member to tell them they're never going to see you again. No, you just up and disappear and you're indefinitely detained in some gulag someplace. That is not an over-exaggeration. That is the truth. Number four, we will not obey orders to impose martial law or a state of emergency on a state or to enter with force into a state without the express consent and invitation of the state's legislature and governor. Simply, the Oath Keepers state that the attempt to impose martial law on the people of Massachusetts or whatever state was one of the principal causes of the American War for Independence, and that the right of the national government to declare military rule is nowhere enumerated in the Constitution. Duh. More on this when we get back on the other side of this break.
We must take America back.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. and the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All these cranky, disenfranchised, dissatisfied Americans out there. Oh, you know, the people that wanted anarchy. And no, that is what the media has said. See, the alternative media has been going on for quite some time, folks. But it has always been severely underfunded. There's no corporate sponsorship. What would a corporation be if it said, here, I'm going to give you the money to cut our throats with? So, it's been a long time coming. But as I stated, the worm is definitely turning. Number five on their list, we will not obey orders to invade or subjugate any state that asserts its sovereignty and declares the national government to be in violation of a compact by which the state entered into the union. Now, with this, the FBI has been warning law enforcement, anybody that says they're a sovereign, they're a terrorist. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And all this really means, folks, when this country was started and the way the government is supposed to be set up, down here in Texas, we still are a republic. The other 49 things, well, they kind of gave it a state name. But we truly are a republic. What this was supposed to be was an amalgamation under the protection, the umbrella of a federal government with limited power, that each one of these states were sovereign republics, kind of like little republics under the big republic. And if you don't know the difference between a republic and a democracy, go Google it and go educate yourself. The founders were dead set against any form of democracy, dead set against any kind of kingship, you know, sort of thing. A true representative government broken down by 50 sovereign states. And in those sovereign states, broken down by county, you want to know why they did that? It just wasn't to administer tax, folks. It was so you could keep control of your local government and, if need be, band together and go choke the snot out of your state government in case it got out of the constitutional bounds. My, my, my. So this thing now, the FBI has been telling them, oh, these people are declaring themselves sovereigns. They may be terrorists as well. Really? We'll see which wins out, the light side or the dark side. Let me see, where did I leave? Oh, here, number five. And talking about violation of the compact in which the states entered the Union. We will not obey orders to invade or subjugate any state that asserts its sovereignty and declares the national government to be in violation of the compact by which the stated entered the Union. In other words, the states when they entered the Union. This is perhaps the most controversial of the Oath Keepers' avowals. The organization members hereby swear to uphold the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, as well as espouse the principle of states' rights as contained in the Kentucky and Virginia resolutions. Number six, we will not obey any order to blockade American cities, thus turning them into giant concentration camps. Ergo Katrina. The group equates such an order with an act of treason and to be redolent of the stench of similar tactics used by the Nazis and the Japanese to enslave their own people. Number seven. We will not obey any order to force American citizens into any form of detention camps under any pretext. Oath Keepers explains this tenet thus: oppressive governments often use the internment of women and children to break the will of men, fighting men, for their liberty, as done with the Boers, the Jewish registers in the war, the Jewish resistors in the Warsaw Ghetto, and to the Chechens, for example. Number eight, we will not obey any orders to assist or support the use of any foreign troops on U.S. soil against the American people to keep the peace or to maintain control. During any emergency or under any other pretext, we will consider such use of foreign troops against our people to be invasion and an act of war. And guess what, folks? They already have the scenario. We've been doing it in the Middle East now for better than two decades. What do you think all these coalition troops and nation building and all this crap was all about? Just as Korea was a UN operation, just as Vietnam was one of their operations where the bad guys were up north and the good guys were on the side, and we got this demilitarized zone and no full-blown war, we're not going to let you do that. So in the Middle East, we went to the next step. We brought in foreign troops as coalition forces to go smack down bad guys that we invent, ergo Saddam Hussein. Yeah, evil guy. Yeah, he was so evil. Yeah, let me see. What was the worst charge against the guy? He killed 1,800 of his own people. Well, let me demonstrate to you what the real mixmaster of human death really is. Let me come in and kill 1.5 million of your people. Yeah, under what? Under the guise of liberating Iraqis. They didn't want to be liberated. They were happy little campers. They posed no threat to the United States in any form or fashion. All but the CIA and the MI6 boys and the little liars out there. Well, let's not leave out the Mossad as well. The masters of deception by way of deception. We go in there and start stuff in the countries. Or we'll just leak information that, this is the truth and this is what they've been doing. And, well, we got to militarily go after them. We're literally days away from going to Iran next. And for what reason? They have no nuclear weapons. They are absolutely no threat to the United States of America at all. But that ain't going to stop the boys, because you see, there were about seven countries on that list that they were going to go blow up and reconstruct. And Iran is one of them. Syria and Lebanon as well. And you already see the stuff cooking with Syria. This is not a joke. This has already been pre-planned and laid out already. And they're trying desperately to come up with justifications of doing it. I mean, it very well could be. I wouldn't put it past the United States Navy to blow up one of their own damn ships and blame it on the Iranians so we can go to war with them. I kid you not. That's a hell of a thing to say. But I remind you of the USS Liberty and how we covered the butts of the Israelis and intentionally took that United States ship down. But they forgot something. They left survivors. And undead men do tell tales. They screwed up. They left them living. We will not obey an order to blockade American cities. Number 7, we will not obey any order to force American citizens in any form of detention camps under any pretext. Number 8, just going back over that quickly. Number 8, we will not obey orders to assist or support the use of any foreign troops on U.S. soil against the American people under the guise of keeping the peace. Remember what the double Soviet agent that somehow the little vampire bat found his way in just about every administration. What the hell was his name? He talks like this. I'll think of his name here in a second. I keep wanting to say Kirkpatrick, but that's not it. What? Thank you. Henry Kissinger. Codename Bohr, because he was a double agent. He was a Soviet agent during World War II. This guy comes out and says, one day people will thank us for having United Nations troops on the street corners of America. Really? You don't know how many people in this country, Henry, have said that when we see the blue berets here, it's on, brother. It's on. Remember Michael New? That wasn't going to follow Presidential Directive Determination 25. That had to do with UN command of the United States forces. And he says, I ain't going to do it. Now, he couldn't use that in open testimony in his own trial, because he would have been slam dunk in jail, never to be heard or seen from again. But that's basically what PDD 25 was all about, turning United States forces and putting them under UN command. And as I said before, the whole Middle East thing has been one gigantic UN operation without actually using the name United Nations. Oh, we'll use NATO. NATO has always been a front dummy for the UN, along with the complicity of the United States. Yeah. We call somebody bad, get a bunch of bad boys together and go over there and plop down on their ground and kill them all. Why not? See, we have the consensus of many other countries. We're going to go destroy a nation build and resurrect in, well, our own image. Yeah. Yeah, how do you think they're feeling about that about now? Number 9, we will not obey any orders to confiscate the property of the American people, including food and other essential supplies, under any emergency pretext whatsoever. Citing again one of the British atrocities against Americans, that was one of the underlying causes of the American War for Independence. Remember them confiscating the shot and powder on Cabrini Green? Yeah, that one. The Oath Keepers swear to never deprive the American people of their food. Number 10. We will not obey any orders which infringe on the right of the people to free speech, to peaceably assemble, and to petition their government for a redress of grievances. The Oath Keepers hereby promise never to be a tool in silencing the voice of those patriots who would set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. That's their 10. I just couldn't resist that. I only got 2 paragraphs into it, and I digressed. But if you've not heard of the Oath Keepers before, pay attention to them. Because here is active military and police, and retired as well, getting the information that they need to know, redefining and reteaching them what a Constitution is and what a free people are all about.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you read the news? Heart disease still the most likely reason you'll die, but people are still not afraid enough. Over 70 million Americans live every day with some form of heart disease, and we accept it as okay. Well, I don't think it's okay, and I'm here to tell you that Extendivite doesn't think it's okay either. Just a few simple herbs can change the way we think about heart disease. Don't just accept it, do something about it. Live a longer, healthier life. Take Extendivite every day. Extend your life with Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Getting back to the article that was about the Oath Keepers out of the New American, they reiterate here that we will not obey any order to detain American citizens as unlawful enemy combatants or subject them to trial by military tribunal. One of the causes of the American Revolution was the denial of the right to trial by jury, the use of the Admiralty Courts, military tribunals, instead, and the application of laws of war to the colonists. After that experience, and being well aware of the infamous Star Chamber in English history, the founders ensured that the international laws of war would apply only to foreign enemies, not to the American people. Thus, the Article III Treason Clause establishes the only constitutional form of trial for the American not serving in the military who is accused of making war on his own nation. Such a trial for treason must be before a civilian jury, not a tribunal. See, we've already had laws in the books for treason as well. Congress critters in Washington, D.C., are you paying attention? The international laws of war do not trump our Bill of Rights. We reject as illegitimate any such claimed power, as did the Supreme Court in Ex parte Milligan in 1865. Any attempt to apply the laws of war to American civilians under any pretext, such as against domestic militia groups the government brands domestic terrorists, is an act of war and an act of treason. What appears to be reasonable on the surface is complicated by the actual oath of enlistment sworn by members of the military. And here's their oath. I, whatever your name is, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. Well, that sounds pretty good so far, right? And that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed over me according to regulations of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So help me God. And I'm surprised God is even still left in there. Now, Oath Keepers took a position that when the President gives an order not in compliance with the Constitution, their members should ignore the order and follow the Constitution. Now, accordingly, when Congress gives power that it doesn't possess or that violate the Constitution to the executive branch, it must be brought to justice. As Rhodes noted in his announcement, we consider the NDAA of 2012 to be a declaration of war on the American people and an act of treason. Oath Keepers across the nation will lead or assist efforts in their states to remove any member of Congress, regardless of party, who voted for this monstrosity. These politicians from both parties betrayed our trust and violated the oath they took to defend the Constitution. It's not about left or right, it's about our Bill of Rights. Without the Bill of Rights, there is no America. It is the crown jewel of the Constitution and a high water mark of Western civilization. And this is what Homeland Security, FBI, is now telling law enforcement, that these people that believe in the Constitution are now terrorists. How's that for some classic Orwellian doublespeak? I'm here with my boys with the badges and the six guns to violate your constitutional rights, and you're the terrorist. Seriously. Yeah, can you see now why there is so much angst amongst the ranks? They're talking about it. They're going, what in the hell are they doing? You know, heretofore, they a lot of these people bought the line. Oh, hell. This is for Al-Qaeda. You know, we fully expect them to attack us here in this country, so we've got to take these precautions. We've got to set things up. And they went, oh, yeah, well, we're patriotic, yes, and we hate terrorists, those damn ragheads. And now they're looking at this going, wait a minute here. And as I said last week on the air, you boys in blue out there, yes, you're now starting to discover that you're the Keystone Corporate Coffer Cops, representing administrative courts and policy, got nothing to do with the Constitution or anything else. You guys are finally starting to wake up. Geez, you've heard it from the citizenry how many times that you've pulled over during a routine traffic stop and you thought that they were ready for the loony bin. Well, they've been trying to explain it to you, but you weren't listening. It's called the Constitution, stupid. And nothing trumps the Constitution. Not your idea, not somebody's policy. No. It is the law. You get that? The law. As two-time Medal of Honor winner Marine General Smedley Butler once said, there are only two things we should fight for. One is the defense of our homes, and the other is the Bill of Rights. It is time to fight. Rhodes defends his strong stand by reminding those who will listen that claims by the administration, any administration, to be able to arrest American citizens without charge and hold that person in military detention without access to legal counsel, and then try that person by a military tribunal, are utterly without merit and basis in law. He says, such is the practice, is a direct violation, not just of the right to the grand jury indictment and jury trial under our Bill of Rights, but it also violates the Article 3 Treason Clause as well. These people aren't fooling around, and they're spelling it out. And this ain't some country bumpkin, Harvard grad.
...to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
See, the people over at Oath Keepers, they recommend you reading Anton Scalia's dissent in the Supreme Court case, Hamdi versus Rumsfeld, where the majority held that there is no bars to this nation holding one for its own citizens as enemy combatant. Scalia's dissent confronts the core of the constitutional protections against executive claims that security overrides freedom. The founders well understood the difficult trade-off between safety and freedom. According to Alexander Hamilton, he said safety from external danger is the most powerful director of national conduct. Even the ardent love of liberty will, after a time, give way to its dictates. The violent destruction of life and property incident to war, the continual effort and alarm attendant on the state of continual danger, will compel nations the most attached to liberty to resort for repose and security to institutions which have a tendency to destroy their civil and political rights. To be more safe, they at length become willing to run the risk of being less free. You can read that in The Federalist, number 8, page 33. Go look it up. The founders warned us about the risk and equipped us with a constitution designed to deal with it. Many think it not only inevitable but entirely proper, that liberty give way to security in times of national crisis, that at the extremes of military and this is in times of war, the law falls silent. Whatever the general's merits of the view that war silences law or modulates its voice, that view has no place in the interpretation and application of the Constitution designed precisely to confront war and in a manner that accords with democratic principles to accommodate it. Because the court has proceeded to meet the current emergency in a manner the Constitution does not envision, I respectfully dissent. And you see, you know, now declaring war on somebody doesn't take an act of Congress. It doesn't take the 535 critters up there sitting on the hill to take a look at and debate the merits of declaring war on another sovereign country. Uh-uh. It's now solely in the president's hands. At the little flick of an ink pen, he can go wage war on anybody on this damn planet he so pleases to do. Whoa. When questioned about when would the appropriate time that we the people should rise up against the pending dictatorship and imposition of martial law that the NDAA implies, Rhodes responded, "We veterans will exhaust all peaceful and lawful means left to us before we even consider taking up arms," as Jefferson said in our Declaration of Independence. And this, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been hearing me on this very broadcast, I am not a radical. We have taken a lot. We're still embracing the First Amendment, the right to speak freely, to inform our fellow Americans. I do not want war in this country. I would much rather hang the treasonous ones in Washington, D.C. than shoot them. I am all for law and order. I am all for the true law of this nation, and that is the federal and state constitutions. I don't want one drop of blood of these treasonous bastards who are now running things. No, I want them on trial. I want them in jail. I want them in prison for the rest of their lives. How dare you? The crown jewel of any organized government ever to be on the face of this planet, and you people just stuffed it down the crap hole? Really? You think you can do that with no retribution? Think again. Prudence, indeed, will dictate the government's long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. In an interview at the Daily Bell back in November, Rhodes noted that membership in Oath Keepers exceeds 10,000 dues-paying members, with hundreds more joining every month. But he said that what really matters is that for every member, there are thousands of others who are of like mind, but who are part of an unknown and unknowable mass below the surface of the Oath Keepers iceberg. I want my country back. I want these thieving, lying bastards out of my life. I want the private corporation known as the Federal Reserve to go bye-bye. How the hell can you have honesty in trade and business when you're working with a dishonest instrument to begin with? You cannot. As I was talking to a banker today, I said, you know, we've been having this banking crisis going on for almost 5 years now. I said, have you ever heard, and you're in the banking business, have you ever heard of the true amount of debt that is on these bankers' books? She thought for a second. She goes, why, no, I never have. And I said, you never will. Why? And I looked at her and I said, does this bank make mortgage loans? She goes, yes, we do. And I says, and how many are you issuing? Well, not that many. Yeah. Guess why? Because the real estate market has not yet hit the bottom. And I said, you wouldn't be doing business tomorrow if the true nature of this debt beast that these bankers have created to the tune of between $1 and $1.4 quadrillion. She looked at me and I said, no joke. I said, I even got a confirmation from a J.P. Morgan guy that, yeah, you're right. I said, you know, if you had something and you sold it, say 20 times like they did commercial or residential real estate, repackaged it and called it something else, whatever. I said, wouldn't you go to jail? She said, yeah, in a heartbeat. I said, if I walked into your bank here and held a gun to one of your teller's heads and said, give me all your money, don't you think I would be shot and killed or at the very least jailed and arrested? She said, well, most assuredly. I said, but what have the banks been doing? She looked at me and smiled. And she said, I get your point. I said, have you seen anybody go to jail? No, I haven't. I said, where was the Securities Exchange Commission when all this Wall Street double dealing was going on? Well, where the hell were they? Important point here, folks. People are starting to get it. And it doesn't take a whole lot of conversation in order for them to understand, to get it. It is so thick and so in your face that a lot of people can't see it. And once somebody tells them about it, they go, no, that can't be right. They're choking on it. Oh, but you got to be wrong. Why? Because you don't want me to be right? But I am. Oh, God. That's the response you get. Oh, God. Well, yeah. Oh, man. It just, unbelievably, right in your face. And people can't see it. Well, you need to change the tenor of the conversation and the information contained therein. You know, all this brouhaha about, oh, the national debt and this, that, and the other. Oh, yes, it's so important. We got to form a super committee. Yes, we're going to demonstrate that the American people really are bipartisan here in Washington, D.C. We're going to take six Republicans. We're going to take six Democrats. And we're going to sit down and, damn it, we're going to hammer out a budget. Senate still hasn't produced one since Barack Obama came into office. Why? Reed Ribble is the guy's name, a Wisconsin roofing contractor turned Republican lawmaker, has helped change the way Washington talks about the national debt. That's not to say he's done much about the debt itself, but nearly a year ago, Ribble and other newly elected House Republicans came to Capitol Hill on a single-minded mission to shove the federal debt at the top of the congressional agenda. Well, they succeeded. And for the past year, folks, you've seen it played out in all the drama on your TV, haven't you? Well, what did they do? Nothing. At every opportunity, they demanded cuts in spending, forcing a series of white-knuckle showdowns that have kept the government in a state of perpetual crisis. Washington nudged close to a public conversation about the kind of government taxpayers want and what they're willing to pay for it. But last week, however, Ribble went home for the holidays with little to show for all the political drama. The debt stood at $15.1 trillion, and that's a misnomer. Let me qualify that. That's just what they borrowed lately. Yeah, over $15 trillion. What they never like to do is to lump in all the debts and obligations of the U.S. government, which is, and figures vary. Some say, oh, 60, 70 trillion. Others say over $100 trillion. What the hell does it matter? When you're talking about that much debt and that many zeros, it doesn't matter anyhow. Because using the debt instruments, there is no way to even chip away, let alone repay the said debt, with more, guess what? Debt. Can't do it. That's like giving a drowning man a glass of water and say, here, drink deeply. The debt stood at $15.1 trillion, the $1 trillion more than when we got to town. By the end of the next year, projections show, it will grow by an additional $1 trillion. Ribble said he and his allies had cut spending for 2012 by only about $7 billion. A sliver so tiny, Ribble could measure its impact in minutes. We saved the American, I'm quoting him here, we saved the American taxpayer about 17 hours of spending. That's it. When you just really stop and think about it, we've made very little progress. Look past 2012 and the budget deals of the past year make a more significant dent. They reduce spending by more than $1 trillion over the next 10 years, but guess what Obama wants to do for next year's budget? He wants to add back in $1 trillion. So whatever they're going to save over the next 10 years is going to be whacked out by this clown next year alone. Anybody getting a hint here? I mean, this is so insane, it's hard to make sense even talking about it. To even mention it to the unwashed masses out there, they look at you like, what? Huh? That can't be right. It's right. Get your head out of whatever dark dang place you got it parked in and look at what's going on around you. Jeez. Oh, man, it's getting to the point of really, really ridiculous. Yeah, the person at the bank agreed. Yeah, if they came out with that kind of debt figure, yeah, every market around the world would shut down, banks would cease to exist, as well they should. This is what should have happened back in 06, going into 07. And you notice, every once in a while, somebody's got the tenacity to bring up the TARP bailout of some $700 billion. While what they're desperately trying to do is kick back the IOUs that are falling through the curtain right now of some $15, $16 trillion. Yes, focus over here at the TARP. Yeah, that's $700 billion. Yeah. Well, I want to play you something here, and I'm going to get out of here on this one. And tomorrow I will have Ralph Winterroad sitting in for me. He's going to do his two-hour treason thing, and I hope you people listen. He is a damn good legal researcher, and he knows of what he speaks. I had posted, not that I'm any fan of Louis Farrakhan, I sent over the videos and the information 15 years ago. I was told by his aide, yes, he did read it. He was off into trying to build a nation of Islam inside the United States, and he wanted the cooperation of the federal government. Fat chance that's going to happen. But he's got influence over a lot of blacks in this country. And this is what he said just recently. And my little line in the story that I had Steve Otero post, uh-oh, the blacks are waking up too. Here is Mr. Farrakhan in front of his church members.
In unraveling. You with me?
Yes, sir.
Watch this. Paul Warburg, a Jewish banker, tied in with the Rothschilds, bankers, European, they have always wanted to get control of America's ability to print money. The Constitution warns that America must never let anyone set up a central bank that takes away Congress's right to print money. But in December 1913, after meetings on Jekyll Island off the coast of Georgia, these bankers met with members of Congress. And while Congress was busy with Christmas, they rushed through Congress that which is called the Federal Reserve Act. And from that act, the Federal Reserve Bank was established. I hope you all are all right. Because I'm fine. Now, after the Federal Reserve came into being, most of these bankers happened to be Jewish. I'm going to stop here. Brother Farrakhan is not anti-Semitic. But I have to say that these people claim to be Jews. And now the Federal Reserve Bank, they really don't have nobody overseeing them. Congressman Ron Paul is trying his best, but he's like a man crying in the wilderness.
Not anymore, brother.
To try and scrap the Federal Reserve and bring their right to print money back to the U.S. Congress. Please listen. I'm not going to be too much longer. My dear brothers and sisters, in 1913, the ADL was formed, the Anti-Defamation League. We know that anti-Semitism is a live germ in America. And so it's right that an Anti-Defamation League that would spot anything that would defame Jewish people and defend. There's nothing wrong with that. But if the purpose was to keep anybody from criticizing these bankers and what they started doing to the American people, then the power that they were amassing, and they started calling you anti-Semitic, and then using the power that they have to destroy you. Thereabouts, tax code, the IRS is formed, because if somebody else is going to print the money, they're going to loan it to governments at an interest rate, and the people who are the citizens are to be taxed to pay the debt. Does that make sense? Watch how this works. In 1913, the debt of the United States of America was a little over $1 billion. It's not even 100 years later. And the debt as of November the 24th, $12,016,320,934,466.71. Now, from 1 billion, less than 100 years later, 12 trillion. And if you add in Social Security, if you add in Medicare and Medicaid, the debt is over $60 trillion.
America cannot pay that kind of debt. Are you listening? Who is Goldman Sachs? Lehman Brothers? AIG? Merrill Lynch? Bank of America? See, they were all a part of a scheme. But this scheme is the work of a devil. No, I'm sorry. It's the work of Satan. Dumb devils participated. Now look at this. See, Muslims. Hey, Maliki Yaumiddin. That Allah is master of the day of requital, master of the day of religion, master of the law of justice and judgment. And if Satan's time to rule is up, then whatever he's doing, God is over it. He's not doing it on his own. That's why the Quran said, and the Jews planned, and Allah planned, and Allah is the best of planners. Ever since 1914, there has been an effort by certain groups, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergs, the Council of Foreign Relations, CFR. And these are forces, along with the Freemasons, that are secret societies that are desirous of producing a world government. A world government that's run by an elite that controls the resources of every nation on the earth. So the unraveling of this world in the mind of Satan was to set up a one world government where he would be in charge.
We're going to have to leave it there. Now, do you understand why the Muslims, well, this controlled Jewish-owned media in this country is now saying that, well, these are the people that want to destroy the earth. Well, tell you what. No Sharia law in this country. No Jewish law in this country. We got a constitution. We have Christianity. We have God. And we have our own set of rules. Thank you very much. I will say this. Although, albeit somewhat prematurely, bye-bye bankers, we're on to you, and you will not succeed. I'll see you back here Monday. Ralph Winterroad sitting in for me tomorrow. You're not going to want to miss that one.